it would be a tongue.
But those two things that you back them up between.
I don't know what they're called, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And on a wagon wheel, starting with the inside, you'd have the hub, and then the spokes would come out, and they'd fit into the...
axle.
Okay, but still, talking about the wheel, though, the spokes come out and fit into the...
rim. Or the...
okay. Now, is the rim the part that touches the ground?
Yes, and it's a wood part that comes right inside that rim that holds the spoke.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that wood part? suppose you have a horse hitched to a wagon that the traces would hook onto the bar of wood that the traces hook onto.
Single tree.
Okay. And if you have two horses, then you to hold the single trees together, you'd have a...
change.
Yeah, but you'd have what?
Change to hold them.
Yeah. But
the wagon to them.
But say if you have two horses, each one has a single tree.
Yes.
But then in addition to that, you have a...
line.
Yeah.
Yes, they call them lines. Wagon lines. Ropes to guide. That's what you mean?
Yeah. But also, if you have a single tree, each horse has a single tree.
Yes.
Then you have something... that both of the single trees are hitched onto.
The harness that's on the horse.
Did you ever hear of a double single tree or a double tree?
Yes, I have. Double single tree.
Okay. And say if a man had a load of wood in his wagon, he was driving along, you'd say that he was...
hauling wood.
Okay. And say if there was a log across the road, you say, I tied a chain to it and I...
drug it away.
Okay. And you say, I have already what that
log. Move the log.
Or I've already what that log away.
Haul it away.
Or using...
drag it.
Okay. Away. And if you were going to chop a log, you might put it in this X-shaped frame. You know?
Yes.
You know what that's called?
A horse.
Okay. And have you ever seen an A-shaped frame?
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
You'd have to use two of these, and something carpenters use, I guess.
I imagine it's a horse, too.
Okay. And say you'd fix your hair using a comb and a...
brush.
And if you were using this, you'd say you're going to...
brush your hair.
Okay. And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
belt or piece of leather that's made for that.
Uh-huh. You call that a...
whip. Oh, no, not whip. Oh, my. I know what they call them. I can't think of it right now. But I know they used to sharpen the razor.
Start with an S.
A sharpener?
Yeah. Do you ever hear strap or straw?
Strap, yes. Razor strap. Yes, that
okay. One. What do you put in a pistol?
Bullet. Cartridge.
What's that?
Cartridge.
Okay. And this is something that children play on. You take a plank and rest it on a trestle and it goes up and down.
Seesaw.
And if you saw some children playing on these, they should say that they were...
dangerous.
Or that they were doing what?
Seesawing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you ever see taking a plank and anchoring it in the middle and it spin around?
Yes, call that a flying genie.
Okay. What about taking a limber plank and fixing it down at both ends and children would jump up and down on it?
A jumping board, you see. That's what they call it.
Okay, what's that like?
If you have a large block of wood,
mm-hmm.
and they get them a long plank and put it on, and one get on one side and one get on the other, and they stand and they jump, that plank throws them up. And when this one goes,